Psalm 103, just briefly, Psalm 103. We had enough church today. Maybe. Psalm 103. We've been praying for a couple of years for what's happening now. And I'm sorry if you are uncomfortable. If you are, it will change. You'll get used to it. God is doing something tremendous in everyone, especially the young folks that have a lot of energy. If I was up till midnight at a concert, I don't know if I'd be so full of vim and vigor as they are. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Revival is not so much an outside thing as it is an inside thing. What happens around us, people being affected and infected by the Holy Spirit, around us is a wonderful thing. But if it doesn't happen in us, we just get wet for a minute. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. David understood this. David understood that something had to happen. He understood something had to happen inside. Another psalm, he spoke to his own soul. He said, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Forget not all of his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. You and I are witnessing his benefits here today. Because what the Lord does is impossible for man to do. Impossible. As we get older, we make fun of our memories. Sometimes we forget, but we really don't forget. We tag people and they're that way the rest of their lives. But God forgives all iniquities. Read it right there in verse 3. Who forgives all your iniquities? Say all. All your iniquities. That means whatever you have done in the past is gone. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Who heals all your diseases? We're standing believing for Roger. Roger right now is in Lutheran Hospital. Fell and hit his head. Has bleeding on the brain. The diagnosis is not good for his state right now, as far as the doctors say. How many know doctors are limited? Thank God for them, but they're limited. Who heals all your diseases? So, Father, right now we stand in the gap for Roger. We speak to this cancer. Come on. Come on, church. We speak to this cancer. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Out of his brain right now. Out of his body right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, rise up out of that sick bed, Roger. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It would be enough. If he just did that. It would be enough. It'd be enough to thank him for eternity. For forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us and healing all our disease. Watch, watch. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Not only does he forgive us and cleanse us and heal us, he blesses us with his presence. All the presence of the Lord today. If you weren't in the prayer room, you missed the first half of church. Oh my goodness, the presence of God. Come on, how many are in the prayer room? The presence of God. Oh my goodness. It's a sweet, sweet presence of the Lord. That he allows himself to be known like that. That he allows himself for us to know him like that is tremendous. Look at verse 11 and I'll close. For as high as the heavens, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, Brandon, Ethan, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now, if we stood right here and went as far east as we could go and as far west as we would go, when would we get there? As far east and as far west as we could go, when would we arrive? Never. That's how far he separated us from our transgressions. He doesn't identify us with our transgressions. He doesn't identify us with our iniquities. He doesn't identify us with our sins. They're gone. We're clean. We're pure. We're holy. We're righteous. Come on, somebody. Turn to somebody and say, I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof. This is the love our Father has for us. You talk about Father's Day. This is the love the Father has for us, a perfect love. It casts all fear away. Come on, somebody, it's time to celebrate. Perfect love casts out all fear. We don't need to fear the day. We don't need to fear the hour. We don't need to fear what's coming down the pike. God's got all of this taken care of. He's got it all taken care of. As far from the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. The psalmist begins to get excited. He's building up somewhere right now. He says that we are like grass in verse 15. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Our Father loves us from everlasting to everlasting. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. And then David begins to speak even to the hosts of heaven. He says this, "Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion." Covered everything. God covers everything. God covers everything. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. We don't have to worry about what's going on. Matter of fact, we don't worry at all. There is no worry. It's gone. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Forget not all of his benefits. What is it that is too impossible for God? If we were to start naming his benefits, we'd be here till next week and never even touch them. What a gracious, holy God that we have. I'm so blessed this morning to hear the testimony of those who have been made free. Made free. These guys, made free. Maybe it's been a while since you made free. You're kind of used to being free. Man, we need to get excited again about where God has brought us. Wow, where he brought us. Man, we could have been done, dead. How many in this room would be dead if it weren't for God? Come on, somebody. We'd have about three people in here saying, not me. Let's have church, three of us. Everybody else will be dead. Come on, somebody. We know from where we came from. Don't you want that for someone else now? Don't you want that for someone else? Listen, when things like Brandon described, when things like this begin to happen, that's happening right now. God is moving in a new, powerful way. Brandon being set free, I didn't want to say anything about Brandon unless he gave his testimony. He was set free right here on this floor on a Wednesday night. I watched him. He went down like a bag of salt, man. Bam. Screaming. He got up free. He fell transgender and rose a man. Come on, somebody. Woo! You can't make that stuff up. Freed from drugs. Ethan freed from drugs. It's happening right here at New Life. Man, show up, bring people, tell people what's going on. God stepped in our boat. Our dear elder John talked about God stepping in the boat. He said he was going to step in our boat, and it's manifest. It's manifest right now. And it's not going to look like it used to. Get used to the unexpected. Because we're going to have unexpected services. You know? I worked a long time on this thing right here, but... some ministry going on over there. Yes. How dare them interrupt our morning service? Just when I was going for the close, too. Man, I had a good one, too. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. What are you going to do? Some tremendous things happening, folks. Please continue to pray with us. Things are happening in a powerful way. We don't know. We've never been this way before. We've never been this way before. There's some of us said, what in the world is going on? What? This is the new life at New Life. Our DNA. Our DNA is changing. And we want to embrace it. Man, people are being, how many know? That's what we're here for. We're here to see the captives set free. Forget not all of his benefits. So, Father, right now we grasp your truth. God, we grasp your truth. Father, we thank you for your good spirit, Holy Spirit dwelling in us, working in us, changing lives right before our very eyes. Who would have known in that prayer room, Megan, prophesying under the power of the Spirit? Who would have known here this morning, Lexi, prophesying under the power of the Spirit? Father, these answers to prayer, God, we thank you. Whatever we thought they'd look like, Lord, we're totally surprised. We're totally taken back. God, keep us in that surprise anointing, God. The suddenlies of your Spirit that happened, God. We give you all the glory and the praise, Father. We thank you for the word that came forth this morning, the worship that came forth this morning. Before we ever knew it was going to happen, God, you just blew it. You just blew on us, Father. You wrecked us. We're wrecked, God. We're done. Father, bless each and every father here today, God. We bless you for our dads. Lord, cause great revival to continue to stir our hearts, that we as men of God might stand and declare your righteousness and your truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. They're going to continue to minister over there. Please, if you got to go, go. If you want to stay, stay. I don't know what's going to happen. We're just going to just continue to do. But Lord bless you. Have a wonderful Father's Day. I love you so much.